Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 11th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to speak with Matt Lippert, UW Extension's Ag Agent. Looking forward to talking with Matt right now. Y'all, this audience knows me well enough. You know I have no journalistic integrity when it comes to theater, let alone my favorite theater, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We're talking with the gang right now about Disney's Newsies Jr., which premieres tonight. We'll be talking about that and more. First up, we have with us Gretchen Powers, Executive Director over at WRCT and the director of Newsies Junior. Gretchen, thanks for being here.
Hello.
Always good to see you, Gretchen.
You too.
And you got some friends with us.
I do. I have my co-director, Sue Becker, with me.
Hello.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Sue.
And I have my choreographer slash assistant director, Rose Paul, with me.
Hey, Rose. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to be here.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. And appreciate the work you've done on this show. It's awesome. I've already heard good things about it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I'm really looking forward to seeing the work that you all did together. We'll talk more with you ladies in a moment, but
sure.
Gretchen, if you don't mind, I think I oftentimes think, well, a show like this, everybody knows this one. Just in case anybody may not be that familiar with the show, do you have like a synopsis you can give us?
Yeah, and that I've heard several people ask me, well, I don't really know what this is about. And that's okay. This is what my job is. So Newsies is actually, it was done as a movie and a Broadway musical. It's about the 1899 strike of the newsboys, the little kids that used to go extra, extra, read all about it, and they'd sell papers. So Pulitzer, he had rose the price of newspapers to the point where the Newsies had to spend more money on them, but couldn't sell them for any more because they didn't want to raise the price of the papers so that Pulitzer could make more money. And they went, you know, they were already going broke buying these, and then they couldn't sell the papers back if they didn't sell them all. And so this was hard on those kids. And I'm not talking like 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. I'm talking like 8, 9, 10-year-olds. Like these were little kids back in the day. And so they went on strike and changed the world. And this is actually based on a true story. And we've done a lot of educating with these kids to kind of let them know, and like put it into perspective for them.
Okay.
We even had them do some, like, what would it, like if I had to have a job right now, what would my life be like?
Yeah.
And they're like, I couldn't sit at home playing video games. I couldn't do plays. I'd have to be out there washing dishes. And so because it went from, you know, not just the newsboys, but to the kids working in the sweatshops. And we probably wouldn't have the laws we have around the workforce if those kids didn't make that change.
And absolutely.
So the moral of the story is that little kids can do big things too.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
Yes.
Well said.
Amen. Yeah.
For a couple of good points you bring up there, Gretchen. One, I do want to say that not only do we love history and real telling stories, especially those are becoming more and more popular. So I think that part of the end of this is kind of cool. We love history, we love learning about it, let alone stuff that happened here in the States in relatively recent history,
right,
all things considered. So that part is interesting. It can't be said enough about what these children did to change the work labor laws and so many other things, too. And that part is very interesting to me as well. This is a this is a condensed version of the show. It's a 60-minute version.
It's a more like an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
But the script says that it's supposed to be only 60 minutes.
Okay.
But they, I don't know, it goes a little bit longer. That's okay. We also do a 15-minute intermission. So,
nice.
But it goes quick, and they are doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. You bring up something else in that that I hadn't thought about before, and you brought me back to To Kill a Mockingbird when I did that. Well, we have a scene in there where there's a rabid dog in the neighborhood, and everybody is terrified in the neighborhood of this dog. And we had three little kids on there, great actors, but when this scene came up, oh no, a dog. Oh no, what do we do? And we're like, kids, come on, you got to give us more. This is a rabid dog. And they just couldn't get it in their heads. Oh, we just call the pets, you know, Humane Society or somebody like that, and they'll come and pick up the dog. At the time of To Kill a Mockingbird, something like this happens. It was on the sheriff in the town. It was on somebody else. So we really had to build the kids up and get them in that mindset. It sounds like you were able to do that with these kids and getting them into that that mindset of that era and what it was like to be a kid in that time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's great. It's not easy to do, but it sounds like you guys pulled it off. And we had Melissa join us on the morning show previewing it. She was just blown away by everything. So it sounds like it really brought it home.
And like I've had people say, these kids are ready for Broadway. Like
mm-hmm.
that's how good they are. And they're respectable children. They care about this and they want to do a good job. And so they've been giving it their all. So
very cool. Also keep in mind, this is a Tony award-winning score. This is a well-celebrated play that we're bringing here to town, and these kids are going to be pulling off.
I'm going to also note that this is the very first time that the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater has done a youth musical. This is not a thing. Like this is something that our fundraising from last year that we had done with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory paid for, because the royalties for musicals are substantially higher than a regular play. And although those plays always are super cool, this is something I've been wanting to do forever. So it's our 50th anniversary for WRCT, but our first anniversary of doing musicals.
Yeah.
I don't know if every year will be a musical, but we will definitely be doing more of them. We have the talent, so.
This is part of the reason why I told you when you got this job that you were going to be perfect for it, and we are going to see some really cool things. The ambitiousness of it and the hunger that you have to bring these kind of things to town. It's already happening. It's already going on, and we'll talk more about this later when we get into the main season, but even with the Christmas play this year, I think you've made some she's already doing stuff. Like, I love it. I love seeing it, and it couldn't be a better time, like you said, it's celebrating their 50th year.
And Sue's going to be the director for White Christmas.
Yeah, yes, we'll be talking a lot this year, Sue. And as I've got you here, Sue, first, how did you enjoy yourself with this run? I know you guys are getting towards getting towards the time where your job is done, you know, when the play actually is going on and everything. You guys don't have as much hands-on stuff you can do. How have you enjoyed yourself, and what have you inserted into the play? What have you been doing?
Well, I think that I am grateful that Gretchen spoke to me and invited me in to be a part of this and co-direct with her, because as you know, I do the children's WRPS children's theater, and that I've the last 12 years. So bringing a musical to the community through the community theater has opened up a lot for me, because I'm pretty restricted with WRPS as far as who can and who can't. So now I have children from Pittsville, children from the parochial school, you know, so I'm not classified as just public. So a lot more. Also this year, working with the high schoolers, I got a chance to work with My Fair Lady a little bit and get to know a bunch of them, and they're awesome. And I met Rose as well. But, you know, those kids are amazing, and they followed me over there. I kind of promoted, and all of a sudden I'd see these kids at auditions, and it's been a match. Gretchen and I speak each other's words all the time.
It's funny. I'll be sitting up in the sound booth and she'll be down in the front, and we both get an idea, and we all of a sudden are both saying the exact same words, and then we just look at each other like, jinx.
Yeah, so it's been a great experience. I love it. It's my life. I retired a year. It'll be a year in August.
Oh, congratulations.
And this is all I do. And my kids are my own children. Mom, really? And I go, yeah, really. So, you know, doing the show, you know, like Gretchen had talked about the history of the show. And, you know, I'm so into the kids learning their character and building their personality of each character. Mm-hmm. And that's what I take it home. Learn about your career. What are you going to be? What kind of newspaper boy or girl are you going to be? Mm-hmm. What kind of jack are you going to be? We have talented children in this community, and you're going to see it. You're going to hear it. Everybody's going to leave and want to come back for more. So that's down the road. Hopefully mm-hmm. we do more of a longer run, mm-hmm. you know, instead of just 3 days, because we, with the size of our theater, to be able to enhance that for our total community, I think we can do it.
It would be cool to do 2 weekends of it.
Yes.
Because our ticket sales, they're almost sold out. We'll get to that real quick. We currently, and this could change at any moment, there are only, you know, 6 tickets left for, and then this is pre-recorded, so they could be gone by this afternoon. 6 mm-hmm. tickets left for tonight, and 18 left for Saturday. Ooh, so get going. Awesome. We're sold out Friday, but go get those tickets, because those kids are worth listening to.
We've been talking the last couple of weeks about the importance of supporting theater, especially in Wisconsin, where Wisconsin, for those that did not hear or see or haven't heard me ramble about it a million times, Wisconsin finished last in funding the arts this last year. And that just can't happen. For one, Wisconsin has too much creative history to be that, but also it speaks to supporting local theaters. We've heard about a lot of local theaters that are just hanging on by a thread and everything. It's more important than ever to be supporting doing theater. But then when you talk about a kid's show, a lot of people want to look at ways of investing in the future, of looking and impacting the future. And not many ways you can, many funner ways you can do that than buying a ticket, going and seeing a show. And yes, it's going to mean something for these kids to see family members out in the audience and everything. But Gretch, you might remember this like I do, or maybe you guys do as well, about being a young performer on stage and seeing strangers out there and them cheering for you. Or I was often a villain, so being afraid of you, or something like that. And the confidence that builds. We don't know where these kids might go in their lives, but wherever they go, they could use some confidence. They could use some people skills. They could use some cooperation skills, some of these things. And building on all of that, you are investing in that when you buy a ticket and you go see these shows. You are helping support these kids, not only the theater, but helping support these kids in their journey.
I guess I just want to really want to take a second. We may have finished last in Wisconsin, but Wisconsin Rapids has been awesome as far as helping us with sponsoring this show. We've received funding from the Rafters. They let us come and do a little fundraiser there, so thank you, Rafters. Rocky Rococo's let us do a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We made some money. Encourage and Rotary, all great sponsors for us. And then last but not least, Rapids School of Performing Arts, the dance school here in town where our choreographer has danced with, was it 16 years that you've been doing dance? And so, yeah, they came and supported us and they gave us a donation too. So thank you to all of those sponsors.
Some private donors.
And some private donors too.
And that mm-hmm. really has been helpful.
Yeah. That's why all the more we encourage you to invest in WRCT. And it is an investment. It's a donation to, I know the word wise to a lot of people, but this is an investment in your community. This is an investment that really hits so much of the community too. It really spreads it. And it's a fun one too. I don't want to escape past that. I mean, these are fun shows, not only these shows, but the whole summer we're going to have some fun ones. All season long, you're going to have some great ones. When you buy a ticket, when you do donate to the theater, you are making it not only for this year stronger, but maybe next year stronger, as Gretchen touched on.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It can really go towards next year's funding too as well.
Yeah.
And to make an impact on the numbers, this show is 60 kids. And in my history, I mean, I could say right now I've got like over 200 followers of children that just keep following and audition for it. So it's growing. Our community of theater children is growing. So,
Rose, I want to put you on the spot. I mean, talk to you a second. thank you so much for being here, Rose. I appreciate it. You were the choreographer for the show.
Yep.
I don't know a whole lot about that. Did you come into the show and have already some dances that were kind of set that are a part of the show? Or did you have to incorporate some of your own and kind of put some of your own creativity on it?
So Gretchen asked me back in March, February to choreograph for the show, and this is only the third show I've ever choreographed for, and it was like it's a full-length musical, and when you do the junior show, they have like preset dances that you can use. So I mean, I watched through them. I would use bits and pieces of some of it, but a lot of it's my own and some of it's mixtures of both. But yeah.
So very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Good on you for doing this. And especially, this is your third one. You said you're only your third. I'm blown away that it's your third one. That's impressive.
Yeah.
When it comes to the set choreography that you have, mm-hmm. and then you have kids, maybe not all of them can pull off these moves. Some can, some can't, I'm sure. Do you have to adapt that to the talent?
It's definitely a learning process. Mm-hmm. It's something that, like, you know, most of the time when I do it, I see it in my head, so I'm like, it's not always going to work the same way, especially since there's a lot of kids, so it's working out. Do we have everybody in this? Do we not? Do we make it a little simpler to deal with the amount of kids we have? But also, these kids are very, like, motivated to learn these dances, and they will practice them, and they will dedicate themselves to them. We have three kids in the show that learned tap for the show.
Wow.
And they committed to it, and they practiced it, and I am very proud of them for that, because that's crazy.
That is really cool. Yeah. I think I need to be in a show with you, because I've always wanted to learn tap, so maybe this is how I'll do it.
There you go, yeah.
Are there things that you're learning from that you've learned from the process that'll help you going forward?
It's definitely interesting to work with such, like, a wide variety of ages of kids, because, you know, you have some like really little ones who are going to learn a lot differently than some of the high school students we have. But I, at my dance studio, would help assistant teach for some of the younger kids. So it's definitely something I've done for a while, but I really enjoy working with them. They're so great.
It's great to hear. That's really good to hear, Rose. A question kind of for all of you, I've thought about this before, but I haven't had many openings to ask about it. I talk a lot about chemistry on stage or on screen and how vital and important that could be for you can have the world's greatest script. You don't have chemistry, it ain't going to do much. But the chemistry behind the scenes is just as important, if not more important in many ways. The three of you seem like you really enjoyed working together, along with, I'm sure, many other helping hands behind the scenes. How did that go, working together? And is this something, Gretchen, that you, as Rose mentioned, you reached out to her early on in the process. How did that go, working together? And did you all have a fun doing it?
I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys did, too. Yeah, when I chose these two to be involved with me, I knew they were people who just... They were in it for the kids. They're very talented and creative, and they're nice. And they, I don't know. One thing that we really promote is kindness, and they bring that to the table. So,
yeah, you guys enjoyed yourself, Sue?
I totally am enjoying myself, and we'll continue. And I just see this as a start to a great relationship in theater with Gretchen, and we can broaden even further. And, you know, I'm totally in it to win it.
Right on, like, right on.
Yeah, no.
And I didn't get to tell you before, but congratulations on retirement, and thank you for all the years of service. We appreciate you. Thank you for that. Rose, you have a good time?
Yeah, definitely. Good. I mean, I've worked with Gretchen on a few shows, either as her being my director or once as a choreographer before this, and keep coming back. So I still working with
I hear you. I can relate. When it comes to the show, you mentioned tickets already, Gretchen. I did want to also just highlight a couple of the songs that are featured in this that I think people will know. They're Carrying the Banner.
Yep, Carrying the Banner. And
Seize the Day.
Seize the Day. Yeah. The World
Seize the
will
Day
know.
Is the one I know.
Once and For All is my favorite song from the show.
That's my sister's favorite. That's cool.
They all are really good. Santa Fe. It's really cute to watch the little kids sing the solos of the older kids. Like, they'll be on their downtime and they'll just start singing it.
Oh my gosh, yesterday was hilarious.
The little kids are always watching the older kids do the scene from Just a Pretty Face. That's the one that's not in the movie. It's made for the junior version because it's a little less risque.
Yeah.
Because it's the showgirl scene. Mm-hmm. But the dance that they do, it's so good. And these little kids all, they were standing on the floor while the girls were practicing it. And they were doing all the same moves. And
I was impressed. And I look over awesome. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's like flash forward to the future. They're all like 7, 8, 9 years old. And they're all doing it at the same time. And taking on the solos. They sing them constantly. Moms will send me videos. They're like, well, there's just the little kids in the show, but they know the whole show by heart, just so you know.
And
so
that's
cool.
What's cool about, it's the impact.
You can watch the movie on Disney Plus, so go check that out if you don't know what it's about and you want to come see the show after it. You're going to get addicted.
Yeah. If you have trouble streaming it, it's my sister's fault. Because I talked to my sister a little bit about this over the weekend, and she just talked my ear off. I remember her loving the movie, and as soon as I told her about this, she's trying to get to town to be able to check in the show, and I have to tell her that tickets are almost gone, so she's got to do this quick if she's going to do it.
I can put one on hold for her.
I will let her know that. Yeah. Thank you very much, Gretchen. Thank you. Because she really got excited about not only, but her home, one of her hometowns doing this. And I think that she's not alone in that. I think a lot of people that love the movie may come down and see this. Just people that love this theater and love this town will come down to see this show. And again, get those tickets now because they're going quick. WRCtheater.org. Gretchen, if you don't mind, I did want to take a second to talk about the other children's shows that are coming up, the Hopo production and Midsummer-ish, if you don't mind.
I've been directing two shows at once. That's something I don't know that I'll ever do again. I'll space
Please
them out
don't.
A little bit.
Please don't.
I don't
You've got enough on your plate.
But they're doing amazing. I've got a show called Midsummer-ish. It's a abridged version of Midsummer Night's Dream meant for children, and so I've got a wonderful group of kids, and we're performing at Lunch by the River, so it's a free show, so you get the opportunity to see a show for free and eat lunch at the same time. So we all need lunch, so come to the Lunch by the River July 18th at 11:30, and you get to see this awesome Shakespeare show without the Shakespeare language, and you'll actually understand it, and it's going to be awesome, so...
That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that one, too. And did want to remind everybody, it's a Madhouse, the Hopo production, coming up August. Auditions will be July 15th from 5 to 7. Keep that in mind. Those auditions will be at the WRCT Theater.
Yep. So right after we're done, they open up with that one. So July 15th at 5. My friend Stephanie Hirth is directing that one. And then they perform that on August 3rd and 4th. And it's a really funny, like, is it like a children's murder mystery type of thing?
Yeah.
She's very good at those types of shows. So, yep.
It's going to be a fun summer of these shows. Take them all in and support these kids and support your local theater. And get ready for a jam-packed, amazing main stage season. We are so excited about that. They're not only the four main shows, but what the Silver Fox is doing, what so many of the other groups from there do. It's going to be a really fun year as we get into this 50th.
It sure will be.
Looking forward to it. Any other notes, you guys? Because I think we covered everything.
Just that our actors are just tremendous. I really hope you get a chance to see them. One of our girls, she just went to Knoxville, Tennessee, and came in second place for a nationwide singing competition, and just got a gorgeous voice. Little kids who've never done this before are rocking it. Got some seniors in high school who are they'll be leaving for Milwaukee for Clinton. Rose is one of those people leaving us forever, never going to come back.
I'm going to kidnap them. They don't know that yet.
Yeah, they don't know that yet.
But they don't know.
So I appreciate all of them. I love all of them. Even on the hard days, they are just the greatest kids. I've never been so excited for people to see what we've come up with.
It's going to be a great one. Get your ticket. Make sure to take in this show. Again, you can get tickets at wrctheater.org. Newsies Jr. premiering tonight at 7. At 7. And then they've got a show Friday that does have tickets available.
That's the sold-out one so far. So 6 left for Thursday, none for Friday, 18 for Saturday. Unless by the time this radio show gets aired.
Yeah. So that Saturday show is a 2 o'clock matinee.
2 o'clock matinee. Yep.
Keep that in mind too. Buy local, support local. That includes the arts, everybody. Mm-hmm. All three of you, thank you for everything you've done and all the work that you put into this. Enjoy the run, have fun, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you so much.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.